Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, take your questions about artificial intelligence and turn them into something you can listen to. Ironic, I know, since we're about to talk about synthetic voices. I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Korn, a sloth who moves so slowly he makes Ubuntu updates feel snappy. But enough about us. Today, Daniel wants to dive into voice cloning, specifically, fine-tuning a text-to-speech model to sound like himself, using a few hours of recordings of him reading Charles Dickens. That's delightfully Victorian. I can already imagine your synthetic voice narrating a tale of two cities with dramatic pauses and perfect diction. Now, Daniel, you're on Ubuntu with an AMD GPU. That's great, Linux is the natural habitat for this kind of tinkering. But AMD support in deep learning can be tricky. Most AI frameworks are optimized for NVIDIA's CUDA, but all is not lost. We'll get to that. First, let's talk about your recordings. A few hours of clean, expressive speech, especially narrative prose like Dickens, is actually a solid starting point. For voice cloning, quality matters more than quantity, and reading literature gives your model exposure to varied sentence structures, emotional tones, and pacing. Just make sure the audio is clean, no background noise, consistent volume, and ideally recorded in a quiet room with a decent microphone. If you used a phone or built-in laptop mic, you might want to do some light noise reduction using Audacity or Adobe Audition before training. Now the real question, how do you turn that audio into a voice clone? The gold standard in open source TTS right now is *TTS*, formerly known as Mozilla TTS. It's powerful, actively developed, and supports voice cloning through fine-tuning. You mentioned Coqui UI, there are a few web-based front-ends, like *TTS Web UI* and *Vitz Fine-Tuning*, which can simplify the process. One promising option is *OpenVoice*, developed by Michel Ari. It's not just a TTS engine, it allows for voice cloning with as little as 15 seconds of audio, though more data gives better results. It also supports tone and emotion transfer, which is pretty slick. But since you have hours of audio, you're in a great position to train a high-quality model. Here's a recommended workflow. 1. Preprocess your audio Split your recordings into short clips, ideally 3 to 10 seconds each. Use a tool like *PyDub* or Audacity's Batch Processing to automate this. Then generate transcripts for each clip. Since you were reading Dickens, you can use the original text as ground truth. Align the audio with the text using *Montreal Forced Aligner* or Gentle *. This creates precise word-level timing, which helps the model learn pronunciation. 2. Choose your model Coqui TTS supports several architectures. For voice cloning, *Vitz, variational inference with adversarial learning for end-to-end text-to-speech, is excellent. It produces natural-sounding, expressive speech. There's a fine-tuning script in the Coqui repo specifically for this. 3. Handle the AMD GPU issue This is the tricky part. PyTorch, which Coqui uses, has limited support for AMD GPUs via *Rockam*, but it is *possible. On Ubuntu, you can install Rockam drivers and configure PyTorch to use them. Check the official Rockam documentation for your specific GPU model. Alternatively, consider using Google Colab Pro with a high-RAM GPU instance. You can upload your data, train the model there, and download the result. It's not as private, but it sidesteps hardware headaches. 4. Use a web UI if possible. You mentioned wanting something beginner-friendly. TTS Web UI GitHub. com/edresson/TTSWebUI is a great option. It wraps Coqui TTS in a graphical interface, supports fine-tuning, and even has a built-in voice conversion feature. It runs locally so your voice data stays private. Installation is a bit involved, requires Python, Git, and some dependencies, but there are detailed setup guides. 5. Train and evaluate Start with a pre-trained VITS model, like the English multi-speaker model from Coqui, then fine-tune it on your voice data. Training might take several hours depending on your hardware. Once done, generate test samples. Listen closely, does it sound like you? Does it stumble on certain words? You might need to clean your data or adjust hyperparameters. A word of caution, voice cloning tech is advancing fast, but it's also ethically sensitive. Make sure you're using your own voice, and consider watermarking or labeling synthetic outputs to avoid misuse. If you want something even simpler for a first experiment, try *11labs or *play. ht*. They offer voice cloning via API, though not open source. But since you're on Ubuntu and want control, I'd stick with Coqui and TTS Web UI. And hey, if all else fails, you could always train a model to sound like Charles Dickens himself. Now that asterisk would be a podcast. Thanks for the question, Daniel. I'm off to practice my dramatic reading voice. Korn says I've been slurring my vowels again. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry, reminding you, in the voice of AI, every accent is just a fine tune away.